this team does what it does, quite honestly, and they lose to the Bengals, the Cincinnati Bengals, who have been atrocious defensively. Atrocious. One of the worst teams in the league. Everybody has put up big points on the Cincinnati Bengals. And the New York Giants lost last night 17-7. This game going in, I talked about what this offense needed to do, what we expected it to do. Yes, no Singletary, no big deal. Tracy runs the ball fine. No Neighbors, that's an issue. We know the deal with him going to the concert, whether or not that is something you care about. He wasn't playing in the game. And we knew that was an issue. And last week, he didn't play in the game. And this offense looked dynamic at times. And the ability to spread the football. And Daniel Jones had one of his better games. And Wandell Robinson had a very good game with a lot of targets. And, you know, Slayton, you're still getting nothing from Hyatt, of course. But I wanted to see what this offense could do with the run game and with the pass game and Daniel Jones. And I thought in my mind heading in that it was going to have to take a shootout. Like heading in, I thought this Giant team is going to have to score 30 points. Do they have it in them? Do they have the ability to score 30 when they haven't over the pretty much entire Daniel Jones tenure here with the New York Giants? And I thought for sure the Bengals were going to come in against this defense that has led the league in sacks heading in, that has a young defensive backfield, and the way Joe Burrow's been slinging it, and this Cincinnati Bengal offense been putting up points, and he's playing like an MVP, and the explosive nature, and what they did last week with Ja'Marr Chase, and you know how good T. Higgins is. And those guys didn't dominate the game at all. And Joe Burrow did not have a classic Joe Burrow game. Joe Burrow, 19 of 28 for 208 yards, zero touchdowns. And they got to him, four sacks. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, I know Ja'Marr has a big drop in this game, but they didn't dominate this football game. They didn't do anything I thought. In fact, some of the guys I was worried about, like, you know, they were mentioning on the broadcast, some of the young players in this defensive backfield, you know, Newbin. Talon Newbin's done a really great job here. Drew Phillips has done a really nice job here. Aziz Ojulari steps up and comes through with two sacks and for a brief moment in time was dominating this game. The defense showed up and put forth an unbelievable performance against this Bengals team that despite the fact they've been 1-4 heading into this game, has still put up points. And I was shocked at how good this defense played. Were there moments? Of course, you know. Do you like to give up a 48-yard or whatever it was touchdown run to the quarterback? No. You got to figure out a way to be better in that spot. But ultimately, this defense did a great job. And what happened, what always happens, even when Daniel Jones played as well, and he did not in this game. All right? He did not. They don't score points. I don't know how many times I have to say this, but as much as we all have watched Daniel Jones play well over the last few weeks, even in victories, they do not score points. And in this game, he wasn't very good. He missed a bunch of throws. And again, driving in the red zone. And now he's limited his turnovers. But this is year 6 of Daniel Jones. You cannot, with a guy in your face with pressure right on you, you cannot attempt to throw a ball out of the back of the end zone down the middle of the field and allow your arm to be hit and a ball to go straight up in the air and have that turnover. This is year 6. Take the sack. Take the 3 points. He continues to do stuff that makes you scratch your head as well as he's played at times. And as tough as he is, I'll continue to tell you this, he's tough as hell. He ducks his shoulder. He looks for contact. It's probably going to cost him. But he's not afraid of anything. I respect the guy coming off injury, coming off neck injury, coming off knee injury. He's still out there fighting his ass off. I respect him. But he makes the killer mistake that you can't make over and over again. Offensive line vastly improved. Weapons vastly improved. It doesn't matter. And it's not just about him. He played poorly and he made the killer mistake. But this offense just doesn't score points ever. And I understand they have an issue with the kicker. That's you know, they had an opportunity to tie the game. And look, even like I thought the coach, and there's been a lot of discussion about this coach going for it and coaching to win and, you know, showing balls and, you know, being aggressive and not coaching scared. Like, there's been a lot of that discussion around Brian Daboll. And in this game, other than the first drive, when he had I guess he had an opportunity, but he went for it on fourth down all the time. He was uber aggressive in this game, and I loved it. Fourth and short, go for it. This offense needs to do something. This defense has been playing great. Go out there and try and score points with this team. And this is the Cincinnati Bengals team that's been terrible defensively. You've been able to run on them. The Giants really can't establish much of a run game. In fact, they throw a lot early on when I wish they would have established a little bit more of a run game. But even, let's be honest, even Andrew Thomas does not have a good game and gets kind of overrun at times and has a killer penalty. I mean, there are three plays in this game that really tell you everything you need to know. The interception by Daniel Jones when he throws it up in the air. The play to Slayton that I'm talking about, where they have a 50-yard play on the first drive out of the second, in the first drive of the second half, and it looks like they're getting out from behind the end zone, and they throw a 50-yard play to Slayton, and it's taken back because Andrew Thomas is 5 yards down the field, and then the missed field goal to tie the game. Like, there are a bunch of plays here that they continue to not make to win games. They continue to play just well enough to lose. And to score 7 points against this Bengals team that has given up at least 10 points for 75 consecutive games. You heard that right. And I know the league's changed, the defense has changed, it's not all the same players, but this Bengals team has given up at least 10 points in every single football game they have played for the last 75. And they have given up monster points to Washington. They have given up points. They give up 26 points to Kansas City, 38 points to Washington, 24 points to the Carolina Panthers, 41 points to Baltimore, 7 to the Giants at home in prime time. What is with this offense in this building? It's a joke. Listen to this from Jordan Renan. Stats about Daniel Jones and his offense. It's not just about Daniel Jones, but I mean, it's his TD passes. But listen to Daniel Jones. This is a tweet from Jordan Renan. Daniel Jones isn't just 1-14 in primetime games. By the way, he is that. 1-14 in primetime games. You got that? They've played 15. They've lost 14 of them. He hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in his last 7 primetime starts. Overall, Jones has 12 touchdown passes to 20 interceptions in primetime. So he hasn't thrown a touchdown in his last 7 primetime games. He's lost 14 of 15. And he's thrown 12 touchdown passes to 20 interceptions. This team is awful in primetime. This team is awful in their building. And this offense had an opportunity, like I thought, was going to have to go into this game and put up points to keep up with the Bengals. Instead, the defense and Bowen, as he leads them, and listen, who's missing Wink Martindale right now? You got to be fair. After the first couple of games of this year, when it felt like they were playing this bend but don't break, be careful, don't attack the passer, stand back, let's not make mistakes. Let's not blitz and put these young cornerbacks on an island with these wide receivers in today's day and age where everything's a penalty. Let's just make sure we keep it in front of us. That was the kind of defense they were playing the first 2 weeks. Since then, you got Burns in this game getting after the quarterback. They lose one of their premier pass rushers in Thibodeau. You get Ojulari stepping up with 2 sacks. You got Sexy Dexy continuing to be probably the best pass rusher from his position in the entire NFL. You got Burns making plays. You got Newbin making plays. You got Phillips making plays. This offense has been dynamic in Cincinnati, and you hold them to 17 points in your building? You don't let Ja'Marr Chase break this game open? You let Higgins get 7 catches for 77 yards? That's it? That's what you limit this offense to? Joe Burrow throwing touchdowns all over the place to start the year? Doesn't throw a touchdown pass in this game? That's the defensive effort you squander in your building and put up 7 points against a team that's given up at least 10 in the last 75? Unbelievable. And there are no explosive plays in this offense. None. Daniel Jones had a couple of good throws in Seattle last week down the field. Other than that, he's atrocious on deep balls. Atrocious. They can't connect on big plays. And I know he's down his stud wide receiver. I know it. But you have to be better than this. They were unable to establish the run game. They couldn't get a first down. They couldn't get a third down conversion to save their lives. They're terrible in this game on the third down conversion. They're forced to go for it on fourth, and I guess I appreciate that from the coach, but they have no kicker at the moment, and they score 7. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how bad this offense was in this game after playing fairly well the last couple of weeks. They're 5 for 15 on third down and 3 for 5 on fourth. And he makes a turnover you cannot make this far into your NFL career. You just can't do it. You can't go down there, have that long sustained drive, and end up with nothing. You can't put forth that defensive performance, hold the Bengals to 17, and score 7. They are terrible in this building. They are terrible in primetime. And I'm sorry, we're back to where we always are. As the Eagles are going to come in next week, the Giants are 2-4. The Giants never score points. And even when Daniel Jones plays better, like, the way I think about Daniel Jones is, like, I'm down on him, right? I'm down on him, killing him. I'm not happy with the future. I don't know where the franchise is. Then the talk gets crazy. And he's, you know, he's the worst quarterback in the league. You know, Young in Carolina is better than Bryce Young is better than him. May hasn't even taken a snap. He's better than him. Like, it's crazy. He's not the worst thing going in the NFL. He's capable of making plays. He's dynamic with his legs even after the injury. He's capable of the arm strength to make any throw on the field. He has times where he's accurate. But ultimately, he doesn't make the big play. He never throws the ball down the field. They never make explosive plays, and he doesn't throw touchdown passes. He's awful in his building, and he can't win in prime time. Explain to me where the Giants are going with that quarterback. Plain and simple. He doesn't score 30. He doesn't throw touchdown passes. He doesn't score points. He doesn't win in his building. He doesn't win in prime time. He still makes the same mistakes 6 years in that he shouldn't be making even as a rookie. What do you do with that quarterback? Where does this team go with that quarterback? Even if it's not all his fault, even if he's capable of looking like a damn good quarterback at times, where are you going with a quarterback with that contract and those set of circumstances? You're going nowhere. And here we are, 2-4, an offense that can't score against one of the worst teams in the league defensively. I thought they were going to have to score 30 to win this game. Half of that would have got it done. Not exactly half. You get my point. 888-808-1019. Just an unbelievable, like, it's impossible to watch, man. It's impossible to watch. And I'm not trying to lay the blame at his feet, but he's the quarterback. And he gets tagged with the wins and losses. And when you get a defensive performance like that, when Joe Burrow and this offense come to town, scoring the points they've scored, putting up the numbers they put up with the wide receivers they have, and you have young kids in the backfield stepping up, you got Flott covering Ja'Marr Chase. You got Ojulari stepping up, getting two sacks. You got this defensive performance limiting them to 17 points in your building in primetime, and you put up a 7? It's unacceptable. And it leads them right to where they are with Philadelphia coming in. Now, Philadelphia's not that good. They're not. And its division's not that good. Look what's happening to Dallas. And Washington had a game that they had an opportunity to stay close against Baltimore, but it was clear who the better team was in that game. This is the division where they have an opportunity to actually make to pull off a kind of season where they could sneak by and win a division. Instead, they lose to Washington when they win the touchdown battle 3-0. They lose a game where the Bengals come in as one of the worst defensive teams in the sport, one of the best offensive teams in the sport. You hold them to 17 points and you blow it offensively. You can't do anything in your building. It takes you 10 quarters to get a touchdown in your own building. The Giants are just an impossible watch.